Dominic's just gone to check his car's not being towed away. Mm. And we're going to play Mystery Guest Time. We have to guess who.
Ooh.
And I don't know who it is either.
Oh, genuinely?
Yes.
Okay, good. This is good.
So I get to play as well. So I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
All right, should we start?
Yeah, I think so.
Right, go to your computer now, switch on the webcam, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. You'll see a little live picture of the studio. Click on that, and then you'll be able to watch us live from the studio. Let's switch on the webcams now. How's that? Oh, what have I just
better.
Pressed? HD movie area in internal memory is full. Oh, it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
You ready?
Yep.
Yes.
Everybody close their eyes now.
Eyes closed.
Not if you're driving, by the way.
No, just us in the studio.
Yeah.
Oh, and stop at you. And let's play Mystery Guest Time. Okay, Alan, you can bring in the mystery guest. Microphone switched on, so the mystery guest will come in. I've no idea who this is.
Neither do I.
Because I've known pretty much everybody that's come in. Mm. This is a mystery guest, which so far has remained a mystery, which is unbelievable. Alan, is mystery guest in position?
They're now in position.
Okay. So mystery guest is only allowed to answer yes or no. Tina, you can go first.
Thank you. Hello, mystery guest. Are you a man?
Yes.
Ah. Are you an actor man?
No.
No, not an actor.
Good morning, mystery guest. Can I ask, are you a singer man?
No.
Okay.
Not an actor, not a singer. Morning, mystery guest. Are you a TV presenter?
Yes.
Oh. And you're definitely a man?
Yes.
Yes. Are you... Okay. Do you have your own show?
Yes.
Do you have your name in the show?
No.
Oh, no.
Ah.
Mm.
Oh, dear. Okay, Tina.
Are you a presenter / comedian?
No.
Who are you thinking, Tina?
Why, it could be Rob Brydon.
No, that hint me, no.
Oh, hang on a second.
Hang on, yes or no, honey?
Did you just say yes or no, honey?
Yeah. Only.
Oh.
Only.
Yes or no, honey?
No, honey.
Yep. Yes or no, honey?
Play the game, honey.
good morning, sweetie. Right, okay. Are you a presenter of a magazine programme?
No, my lover.
I know who it is.
Do you?
Yeah.
Mystery guest.
Oh, Tina will have a go now.
Oh, sorry. Are you going to guess?
I think I know who it is.
Okay.
Let me try and ask a question which might not give it away. Oh, no, hang on a second. That can't be right.
Dom's here if you've got a question.
Can Dom see?
No. No, no, no.
Oh, hi, Dom.
Well, you walked in with your eyes shut.
Yes, Pippa led me by the hand.
What? Okay, I see what you mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. What?
And how was the journey? Go on, ask a question.
Can we recap what we found out so far?
This is a man
who
is a TV presenter that doesn't have their name in the show.
And it's not funny.
Not funny.
And it's not funny.
Sorry.
I call him honey.
Hello, mystery guest. Have you done any acting?
Done that.
Oh, you've done that? You've done that?
Yeah, not an actor, man.
Mystery guest still here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, really bored. The what?
Bit bored sitting here.
Oh, actually, no, I don't know.
I don't know.
I have an idea now.
Are you famous for something before you were on television?
No, I wasn't.
Can I ask a question that might give a hint?
Yeah, go on.
Did you used to be a children's TV presenter?
Yes.
I know.
Well, okay. I think I know as well.
If it's who I think it is, I spoke to this person earlier today.
Who do you think it is, Chris?
But you wouldn't put them on the show.
Yeah.
Don't like them. And you wouldn't
they're not a big enough guest, are
and
they?
You wouldn't have them in.
Let's hope it is.
And you also wouldn't have them in on the same day as Rachel.
Ah.
Because they don't like each other.
What?
Oh.
Who is this?
Oh, no.
Oh, so we're
the children's TV thing.
Yeah, this is going down.
I think it's Andy Peters.
I do as well.
Yeah, me too.
Can I ask another question that might help?
Really?
No.
That's embarrassing.
Sorry, Mr. Guest.
Right.
Is that an insult to call you Andy Peters?
Yes.
Is it Andy Crane?
Why would it be Andy Crane?
No.
Why would Andy Crane be be on the show?
I don't know.
You do sound like Andy Peters a little bit, though.
Yeah, you do.
Do I really?
Yeah.
And I'm not Ed the Duck, neither.
Give us...
Oh, my God. It does sound like Andy Peters doing a bad voice.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Do you do... When you host TV, are you associated with sport?
Yes.
Oh.
Mm.
I know it is.
Do you?
Yeah, it's Alan Hansen.
Is it?
No. I think I know who this person is. Will you work? Have you worked on the television the last 5 days?
No.
Oh, I know who it is.
What?
I know who it is. Right.
So do I.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Mystery guest, did I see you about a week ago? Just over a week ago?
Yes.
Maybe in a foreign country?
Yes.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Hang on, so you were working the last 5 days?
No, I weren't working yesterday. I had a day off.
That's amazing voice, by the
way. Isn't it? And actually, that's another clue, because that accent is local to where...
It is.
This is how I used to speak before I got on the telly.
Did you?
So I had to change it.
This is the best!
Do you know my friend Martin?
Yeah, I knew Martin really well. Okay. I used to work with him. Mm.
Do you try and dress like me? Have you got a really, really good agent?
No, definitely not.
Have you shared a bedroom with a former Formula One racing driver?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is Andy Peters.
Yeah.
Should we say who it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's...
1, 2, 3. Jake Humphrey!
Morning, everybody.
Yay!
Hello. Wow. Hello.
Oh, how's it going? And yes, Anna does always call me honey.
Look at you in your civvies. You look very nice.
I haven't had a shave or anything.
You look good.
Thanks.
Yeah. Jake Humphrey, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Thank you. Lovely to see you all. How's it been going today?
Good. Very good.
You were listening,
thank
though, right?
Yeah, I was listening in the car while stuck in bad London traffic.
Oh, dear.
Mm.
I'm so sorry. I thought you were Andy Peters. Mm.
Well, that's fine. I'm more sort of in shock that Ali Mers still thinks that sheep create pork.
Yeah.
That's a standout moment of my morning.
But were you not on the telly this weekend doing the Formula 1?
Yeah, but that has day off yesterday, so not the last 5 days.
No, I said, have you been on...
Within.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so I gave you a bum steer there, my bad.
You gave me a bum steer. Yeah.
Didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, what a present. Ollie gave me a frame picture.
Not a bad leaving gift.
Yeah, a bum steer.
Give me a bum steer. So how are you?
I'm really well, thanks. Yeah, really well. Lovely to be here. And it sort of feels weird, doesn't it?
Have you been in with us before?
I think once, before Sports Personality last year.
Right.
But this is a rare treat to be in the studio. It's nice not to be on the phone, and I wish you were in happier circumstances.
Oh, it's
nice
all right.
To come in and see you. Yes.
That means you've only been in once, actually.
Yeah, only the once.
Have you ever done radio, ever?
No.
I'm amazed that you've not had a little play at being a DJ.
Yeah, I've had a couple of meetings with Radio 2, but nothing's
Nothing
happened.
With Radio 1?
No.
I'm surprised by that.
I think I'm a bit old for Radio 1 now, though.
What are you now, 22?
23, aren't you? Just yeah. 23rd.
It's about 10 years too old for Radio 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mentally.
33.
Are you 33?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I thought you were a lot younger than that. God, you're so old.
Thanks.
God, you're almost 10 years older than me and Dave.
Mm, it's incredible.
Oh, man, you two have aged badly these early mornings.
Oh!
Jake Humphries, everybody.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Was it you that was tweeting pictures of your luxurious hotel the other day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The non-power shower.
Yeah.
I think it's sometimes good to let people know what it's like travelling the world on behalf of the licence fee payer.
Mm. Now, do the boys... Oh, well, obviously you room shared with DC the other week.
Yeah.
That was
interesting.
And
that
Eddie?
Yeah.
Eddie doesn't stay in the same hotels, does he?
So Eddie stays. He sort of sleeps near the back of his private plane.
Wow.
Yeah.
But weirdly, David Coulthard, you were giving the impression that he was on a private jet the other day, and you were with Eddie.
Yes, flying back. Yeah, do you know, Eddie is such a little shyster. We got on the plane, and I was on, like, seat 21, he was on, like, seat 27, and he gets on the plane, and he just grabs my hand and goes, sit here, and shut up. And so he makes me sit down in the business class section. I'm like, Eddie, I'm not getting up, I'm going. So I got up and walked to the back, and when we got off the plane, while I was still walking off the plane to get my bags, he rang me and he went, you got to be quick to keep up with me, I'm in my front room. And he was on the front row of the plane, off the plane, through security, in his house in about 15 minutes.
So hang on, he sat in business on the way back, yeah, even though it wasn't meant to, and got away.
And I said to him, how did you do that? And he went, just remember this, the air stewardess is more embarrassed to ask than you are to sit there.
Oh,
that's a tip.
Which is a fair point. Yeah. And then I said, what happens if they still ask you to move? He goes, I show them Willie Walsh's business card. And he's like the old chief executive of British Airways. Yeah. Ring Willie Walsh. So,
is he a nice man?
Yeah, he is a lovely man. No, he is a lovely man. Yeah, he really is. Yeah, he's
is
a
he a kind-hearted, generous soul?
He is. No, honestly, really? Is. Yeah. Is you know, like, sometimes people go, oh, that Chris Moyles, you know, he's got a bit of an ego or he's a bit rude on the radio. And the reality is, everybody knows...
That I'm lovely.
That you're lovely. Yeah, I think it's a bit like that with Eddie. Sometimes on the telly, he comes across as with a bit of bluff and bluster, but the reality is...
Well, he comes across to me like he's not the full shilling.
There is that, yeah.
You know, like, he's
a bit of a rogue as well, isn't he? Do you know what I think?
Is he still loaded? Is he still a rich man?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he work anymore? Does he do anything?
Only doing our F1 show. But he does stuff, investments and all those things.
Right.
He still employs people. He's
And does he
short,
share though. Any of that wealth with you? Have you ever been in a private jet with him? Or
he invited me and Harriet to stay on his yacht in Sardinia.
Oh.
But do you know what he has done? He's raised millions of pounds for Click Sergeant and built an entire hospital wing and...
Wow.
He's just agreed to sell the first car that Michael Schumacher ever drove in Formula One to raise enough money to build a children's home in Ireland.
Well, God.
Brilliant.
Wow.
Hey. Brilliant.
Well,
not bad.
That's all well and good, but would he like to buy us something for a leaving present?
Well, there is a Ferrari with a ribbon on outside. I'm not sure whose that is.
Probably Fern Cotton's.
Or Tina's.
Yeah, probably. Lucky Tina.
Probably F. Cotts. Oh, no, I'm because I've met him a couple of times, but I don't...
No, he's a top guy. He's a lovely guy, yeah. Lovely guy. It's good fun.
Did you enjoy the race of the weekend?
Yeah, I did. It was a good Grand Prix, wasn't it? It was good. Did you watch it, Dave?
Do you know what? I was in the car, but I listened to full commentary on 5 Live, which was very, very exciting.
Nice.
It was brilliant.
Brilliant. And what did you make of being in Spa?
I thought it was fantastic. It was like one of the best weekends ever. It was It was amazing.
Yeah.
We had a little catch-up, didn't we?
Yeah, we had said a little hello, didn't
we?
It's always very busy, though, in a Grand Prix weekend. I'm sorry I didn't have more time
That's
to
right.
go and have
we
some
We had a
beers,
little natter, didn't we?
Yeah.
Are you the best Formula One presenter the BBC's ever had?
No, I'm not a patch on Murray Walker.
But did he present, though, as well?
His main thing was commentary, but... See, the funny thing is, people forget that only in, like, 20 years ago, they'd be on Grandstand, they'd go, OK, we're now going to join the start of the British Grand Prix, and they would simply join it for Murray to say, go, go, go.
Yeah.
And then they'd go, OK, we'll join that later on. Let's go for some horse racing now at Haydock.
Yeah. Really?
And people forget that. You used to have, now we do like an hour before the race, an hour on the F1 forum afterwards, and still, you know, people are desperate for more. So my job is very different to Murray's job, but, you know, people like him and Des Lynam and Coleman, I can't yet hold a candle to them, no question.
Is it true that Murray Walker, when he retired... they froze him like carbon freezing because he did was it for Silverstone this year he did a brilliant VT for the show and he doesn't look any older
no that's right
he doesn't
look
any frailer.
He's looked the same for 20 years hasn't
he looks he looks brilliant.
We thaw him once a year for the British Grand Prix and then he gets refrozen again for another 12 months.
What does he make of you?
I think he quite likes me. I remember him sort of first year of Formula One, he asked me to leave the office. He said, can I have a word outside? And I went outside and he just said,
you shall get out now!
No. Like he didn't. He went, you're doing a great job! And I thought, wow. And that was, for me, that was the moment when I thought, okay, brilliant. So, yeah, I think he likes what we do. He enjoys the BBC's coverage. You know, he loves F1, so why wouldn't
he? To get that endorsement from someone like him is amazing.
Yeah. It has been amazing.
So you started the BBC doing... kids telly. Did you start doing sports round?
No, I didn't. So basically, I failed my A levels.
Right.
I got an E, an N, and a U.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Nearly almost EMU.
Yeah, almost EMU.
Yeah.
And it meant, it's funny, isn't it? Looking back, I went to High's nightclub in Tombland and I got the DJ to do a shout out to the EMU boy. Why was I not more worried at the time?
Yeah.
But then it led to me doing work experience at Rapture TV, where I worked with your mate Martin.
Yeah, imaginary Martin.
And then I got a job on Kids TV. I wanted to do sport, but it was impossible at that time because I was just too young. And then I carried on, and I remember I was doing...
By the way, can I just interrupt?
Yeah.
Are you aware, when you said you got a job working on Rapture TV, that was in Norwich.
Yeah.
It's like local TV, cable TV for Norwich. They had a search for a new presenter, and Jake won. Now, do you know how many people entered that competition?
No, go on. I think it might have been one or two.
I heard it was one or two.
And I think the two people worked there And I think when they are open to the phone lines, I don't think the phone rang. But this was in the days when you were quite allowed to deceive the audience, so that wasn't a problem.
No, they were the good days. I miss those days.
Yeah, I do.
Miss those days.
Do you know what? Wasn't TV and radio so much easier?
You know, when you're allowed to lie to make things sound better, for the first 2 years of being on Radio 1, Dave and myself were black, you know, but now you can't do that anymore. No. You can't.
No. I think I remember
Alan was married with kids on the afternoon show at one point.
That was actually true. Yeah.
We used to ring our friends and go, look, at 2 o'clock today, we've got a competition, but I don't think anyone's going to ring in, so can we ring you when the competition's on? They loved it. They got a free computer game and we got to make ten. But you know, times change, don't they?
And so it's like now, it's like now that you're not allowed to pretend anything anymore, apart from the BBC when they pretend they've still got F1 coverage. But apart from that,
ow,
stop it.
So then you went to Rapture and then you got a job doing what on kids telly?
All sorts of stuff, mainly like the broom cupboard, which is what Andy Peters used to do. And then I heard that they'd got the F1 contract, but at the time I was doing live prayers and doing something called Mobster Lobster, which involved running around the Blue Peter Garden popping balloons filled with foam while dressed as a giant lobster.
And you're willing to give that up for Formula One?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? It was a big risk. And every time I opened the paper, it was like Gabby Logan or Chris Evans or Chris Moyles or the new presenter of the F1 coverage, all these big names. They never mentioned the guy from Mobster Lobster. And so then when they announced I had the job, my phone they announced it at 10 a.m, my phone rang at 10:30, and it was Harriet. And she went, hi, sweetheart. And she went, I said, are you okay? She went, I've just been on the internet and everyone says you're going to be rubbish. And I said, okay. I said, look, you know, this is a new job, so it's a bit different to what's gone on in the past, a bit more high profile. Don't worry about it. Where did you read that? On the BBC Sport website. Yes. So, yeah, when Murray Walker said I was doing an averagely to a decent job, that was a good moment, considering where I'd been,
Is Jake staying?
Yes, providing he's willing. Yes. Then
provided he's willing to what?
Willing to ask.
We have
provided you're willing.
Yeah.
Are you willing? You can
Hello,
stay.
Jake. Are you willing, honey?
He's waited until the last opportunity to call me honey and ask if I'm willing.
We have a very big moment in the next half hour on the show, and I'd like Jake to be part of that.
Oh, do we?
Oh.
Oh.
Hello.
It's better.
Is it the full Monty? Is he doing the full Monty?
No.
I've got loads of questions, because I feel like this is the first time a proper interview.
Yeah, sure, actually. We can do it after the news if you want.
Let's do the news, because I've got a few more questions about, you know, people he doesn't like at the BBC and stuff like that. So I can ask all those questions now, you know, so it's all
good. Do you feel liberated?
A little bit, yeah.
Does it feel weird?
It's starting to feel weird, because everyone's asking if it feels weird.
Yeah.
And the more people say it, the more weird it feels.
Jake, do you mind if we swap chairs with
Do you want to know how liberated I feel?
Go on.
My album is out November 5th.
Okay, it's time for the news.
Do you want to know how liberated Dave is? He's available for gigs, DJ sets. And Dominic, how liberated are you feeling?
I'm very liberated.
Yeah, he's very liberated. He's just had his car towed.
Yeah. I have just got a parking ticket.
Have you?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Do I feel tense, Jake? Jake's giving me a massage as we speak.
How liberated do you feel, Alan?
I still have a job.
Oh, you still got the Sunday show?
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
Technically, you're staff.
It's different for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Alan says, phone his agent if you want to know how liberated he feels.
Or hyper.
Right, let's do the news then with Dominic and Tina. The last time we'll do the news on a Tuesday morning on the Chris Moore Show. Make it good.
Listen, watch, share.
It's 9:38 now.
Thank you very much, Dominic and Tina.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So, Jake, stop showing pictures of your body to Alan. Get on that mic there.
Oh, yeah.
So are you going to hang around?
Yeah, I can do, yeah. I'm off to Manchester to host Free Speech on BBC Three tonight, but I have time to hang around.
Oh, is that live, right?
Yeah, live tonight. Yeah. So I've got enough hours to get up there. That's fine.
Yeah, I think, what time's the show on?
8 p.m.
Yeah,
you've got plenty of time.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
Even on the slow train.
Yeah, that's
true. You're walking.
Yeah. Actually,
can we put on Dom's mic? Because we're never going to be able to talk into this.
Here you go, Jake. Come and sit here.
Sit on Dominic's knee.
Well, where does Dom go?
I'll go on that one.
Yeah, which one tall man for another tall man. There you go. Problem sorted. So, Jake, I think Jake should hang around and...
Yeah.
Should we say we'll do what you
yeah,
do?
Yeah, totally.
Do you want to play car park catch?
Oh, I'd love to.
With the current reigning champion.
Who's that?
Andy Peters.
No. Now,
this is going to be totes orc, isn't it? Bear in mind if he was listening before.
But I haven't got a horn.
Well, I'll give you a couple.
Hello, can you sort me out?
Absolutely.
Yes, honey.
How do you... Who are your friends in the BBC Sport family? Now, I reckon it's like kind of joining, like, the Mafia.
Yeah.
Where the Godfather at the top is Lineker.
That is probably correct.
Who you very rarely see.
Right,
And he has his henchmen with him, you know, Hansen.
Yeah, his bodyguards.
That. And then if you go further down the chain, you know, and you get you go from the Godfather to, like, drivers, like Loro, people like that. And then associates that maybe live in Jersey, you know, like Mark Bright, that they occasionally get in when they're busy. Where do you fit in that structure?
I'm sort of waiting to be welcomed into the family.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So Lineker hasn't done that?
Not yet, no.
Sitting there eating his crisps.
I don't know where I fit in, actually. It's weird, isn't it? I think they
Hiya, Jim.
Look at me
welcome to the BBC Sport family. It's Jake.
When you said living in Jersey, I thought you meant like the Channel Islands. But now you realise you mean, yeah, not like a tax exile.
No.
Yeah.
Have you ever met Gary Lineker?
Yeah.
Yep.
A couple of times.
Has he spoken to you?
On one occasion, yeah.
Right. Does he know who you are, do you reckon?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
No, he does. Yeah, of course he does.
Hansen ever spoken to you?
Yep.
Does he know what your name is, do you reckon? And be honest.
I he's not very happy with me because I called him Alan Shearer during the Olympics coverage.
Oh.
Yeah.
He should just be grateful. Who are your best mates in the BBC Sport family?
I get on really well with Gabby Logan, who's lovely.
Right.
Claire Balding's very nice. And Gary, actually, I get on well with Gary. It was nice, actually, the Olympics, because we were all, you know, as Tina will know, we were all just a couple of feet away from each other in our various studios. And Gary lives near me, so we shared a car in and out of work every day. And it's nice.
You shared... Gary Lineker shared a car?
I know. I never thought
No way.
I never thought it would happen, but it
wow.
did.
Wow.
Right, Dad, so, you watch. You'll leave next.
You get to know each other. It was nice. It was really nice.
Next, he'll be telling me he'll be flying business instead of first.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't. Good Lord, he makes me look like a man of the people.
You know the BBC so well. But, you know, sometimes it's not a bad thing to leave the BBC because you can get so institutionalised, can't you? And it's interesting hearing you talking about the BBC.
Well, there's a whole big world out there.
Yeah.
I've loved working for the BBC. And
it's great, isn't it?
I hope to continue.
Yeah.
You know, who knows what's going to happen. But I'm not... it's so funny, when you talk about the BBC, I had a chat with Andy, my boss, once. And he said, do you feel valued?
Andy Peters.
Yeah, sadly. The Path Daddy. Mm. And he said, do you feel valued by the BBC? And I said, what do you mean? He goes, do you feel valued, the BBC? Does the BBC value your work, your hard work?
Yeah.
And I went, no. And he went, oh, really? I went, but who is the BBC? Do I, by you, by Radio 1? Yeah. But I don't know who the BBC is. And people talk about, I always laugh when I read in the paper about the BBC. And you go, who is the BBC?
Mm, yeah.
Mm. You know, I've met the Director General of the BBC. Is he the BBC? I'm sure there's loads of things he doesn't
know
about.
He's a fair chunk of it, isn't he?
And now he's like me. He's coming into work every day with a massive coat and leaving with half that stationery cupboard. You watch. You check me and Mark Thomas on the way out on our last day. There'll be typewriters in there, you know, from the old days.
Is he going to take you to the New York Times with him?
Is that where he's going?
Mm.
I'll go with him. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, let's do it. Well, I think you're great on telly.
Thank you very much.
And more power to you. But, and I'm sure, who knows, we might end up doing a show together.
Hey.
You know?
What would that be?
Well, I see it as...
not that dating.
Myself and Dave sitting in one of those big lazy boy chairs drinking.
Yeah.
While we watch a sport we've never seen before.
Yeah, and don't fully understand.
Yeah, and you try and explain it to us, and we see how long it lasts before we both go, boring, next, and then he shows another one.
Sounds like a classic red button option.
Yeah.
No, this is BBC One Prime
time. Is it?
Yes.
Properly.
Wow, okay. Well, let's just, all three of us, go see Danny Cohen after this. Get the show commissioned.
Let's do it.
It's as good as air.
There you go.
Let's do it.
Love it. Or... No, I won't do that one. That's right. I'll save that one.
Were you talking about breast implants?
No,
idea you're still trying to get off the ground.
Yeah. Right. I was trying to get Dave Shag supermodels, that one. Yeah, hello, Dave. I'm Dave Shag. Yeah. And welcome to my world of models. Mm. That one.
Yeah.
Right, anyway, look, let's play a couple of songs. We're going to have some more memories.
Yes.
I love it. And then we'll play a couple of songs. And then Jake Humphreys will play Car Park Catchphrase with Andy Peter.
Amazing.
Good. I'm going to win this. I think I'm really good at it.
Yes, but he's very, very, very competitive. He makes Dave seem not bothered.
I heard him.
He's very quick. Did you hear him yesterday?
Yeah, I did hear a bit of it yesterday. He got the one about the closet was boom, straight in, wasn't it? I'm going to have to up my game here.
I think you are. Right, Jake Humphrey plays Andy Peterson, Car Park Catchphrase, coming up.
Woo!
Yeah! Chris Moyle.